Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Welcome to Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny. And this morning, we're actually podcasting in the morning. It is kind of a little bit dark and gloomy rainy day, right? Mm-hmm. This time of the year, that's like...
Well, it's actually pretty sunny right now.
But look, if you're looking out the window, it looks pretty gloomy. I just think it's been... I just cannot believe how much like my house, when this time of the year settles in, it just is always so dark and just...
It's kind of depressing, honestly.
Yes, it's just the kind of weather that...
You wake up at like 7 and it's still dark. It's like, feels like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, that's why it made me... I slept until like 7:30 today and I still felt like it was like... The shade was pulled, but usually I can see like light peeping through. I couldn't see anything. It was just felt like it was dark this morning.
But I do think right now it's the sunniest day we've had in a long time. Like, do you see the sun? I couldn't even sit here because I was being blinded by the sun.
Well, that's because it's always at this time.
Oh, still, I'm not over here at this time, I guess. Yeah, you're right. Because it's like when you used to drop us off at school, you'd always have to drive into the sun.
Right.
Mm.
It's just like at this time, but still, it's still.
Yeah, no, of course. It's.
And I'm drinking cold coffee because, like I set my coffee pot for 4 a.m., for Dave so if I want warm coffee, I have to be up and drinking it by 6:30. After 6:30 is when it turns warm. It turns cold. It stays warm for, it's supposed to, like the coffee pot stays on for 2 hours, but then another half an hour. So about 2.5 hours. And then after that, I get cold coffee. So
well, you can warm it in the microwave.
I know. I like it both ways. So I think after doing this, I just learned to like it both ways.
Yeah, cold coffee's good.
And I have, I skipped all the pumpkin spices and all the different creamers like that. I didn't get any for this season. I went right to the Grinch Christmas cookie. What's it called? Creamer. And that's good. So I switched right, skipped all the Halloween ones and went straight for Christmas.
Yeah, that's cool. I think I'm going to actually get rid of. So I didn't even tell you, Mom, I joined this decluttered mom group and I'm really excited to try it. And
what is it, like a group where?
Well, it's a class that I paid for, but then it's also like a Facebook group. But basically she step by step 20 minutes a day and you can declutter your life. So this girl, she was from Michigan. She was naturally messy. So it just like, and she has 2 kids. And I just related to her so much so that she felt like she was kind of like suffocating in some days because she just had so much stuff and she didn't know what to do. So she came up with this method. So anyways, I watched like our video last night and then I was hooked. And so then I just purchased the program and I'm excited to start. So actually this morning before the program even started, she just said you have to be ruthless with your organizing and decluttering and you have to get over the emotional obstacles before you can start. But like I was holding on to makeup and skincare products. Most of them were not even opened or anything, but just like in case I needed them. And like it's 3 years later and I do not think that in case is going to come. So I bagged them up and I'm getting rid of them. And that was just like one small step. But the coffee thing brought it up because Victor and I, no one's drank coffee at our house in probably a year. And so I think I'm going to not get rid of it, but I'm going to not set it on the counter because we don't use it.
And you definitely, definitely need to keep it because it hasn't even, you haven't even bought that. I'm going to tell you why. You have not bought that coffee pot less than a year ago. I wanted you to get a full size one and you got that little cute, pretty one. But Victor's mom uses it every single time she comes up and stays.
I never said I'm going to get rid of it. Oh, I said I'm getting rid of it on my counter.
You have a lot of cupboard space. Yes, I would. Couldn't put that away because I don't make coffee there. But the only thing I do believe in the decluttering thing, but I do not believe in getting rid of something that you are going to go purchase again within a year because that or 2 years because that's just a big waste of money. That's the one thing you need to think about.
That's an emotional attachment that you need to get over. I'm not saying that you need that I'm going to go buy another one. I wouldn't go buy another one. But if you haven't used something in 3 years, you don't need it.
But if you have used it because she was just here twice last year.
Yes, that's a bad example, but I'm talking about other things too. My mom stops me from getting rid of things that I wish I would get rid of. Because you keep everything and that's how I turned out. And now I'm trying to fix that because it's like, it's what you've been taught. They said it's what we've been taught for 20, 30, 40 years is consumerism, but not like how to let go of things. And then your emotional attachment is, am I going to need this? It was from a relative. Is that bad if I get rid of it? You know, I paid a lot for this. Or, you know, this relative passed away. Is it like bad if I get rid of it? Am I throwing this stuff away? Is that bad for the environment? So like those are all emotional attachments that people have to overcome to be able to. For me, it's so much so where I don't know what I have for skincare. I have so much skincare that I haven't even been doing skincare because it's overwhelming to me. So I just want like a couple options. And same thing with like clothes. I cannot wait to go through the closet. And stuff like that. So I don't know.
Yeah, I just like to approve of what she gets rid of. But she did do this last summer, a whole bunch of stuff in the garage. And I looked through it and there's only like 4 things out of probably like 10 buckets that I pulled out of there and then brought to my house. So, I mean, I'm getting better at it. And I actually went through some of my stuff and I have like 8 boxes to donate in the garage right now. But then I also have boxes that I don't quite want to donate because I want to give them, see if somebody else wants that stuff first before like I donate it. And Nicole, actually, we're talking about having a huge garage sale, and that's kind of what I want to do, not with like obviously skincare stuff, but with all the stuff that we both want to get rid of. She finally you bought your house 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And like with the, when she sold her house, they had to build a new shed. So she has a huge shed and she just took possession of it last week.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have a ton of room at her house now that we can actually set up a garage sale, right?
Yeah. So we're thinking about it. Now I think we have to wait until spring. And honestly, I'm getting impatient to where I just kind of want to donate it, but
I have a lot of good stuff that I would like to have a sale with, but the reason Nicole just went and bought a used, what's that thing called again?
A high-low.
Because there's a loft up there and Dave's getting the high-low work done right now to make sure it's in perfect running order. And then you just get pallets and you put all your stuff on there. And that's exactly where I think we're going to put all of the garage sale stuff. So it's not in Victor's part of the shed and it's not in the part where.
And the reason that I do want to have a sale too is because if I donate all this stuff, some stuff they might not even keep. It's a lot of stuff, but they might not have room for it. Secondly, they might actually be paying more of it at like Goodwill or something. And so I'd rather people be able to get stuff for even like cheaper. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know. I am going to donate a big box of brand new clothes that I have to my massage therapist. She does this like drive for this nun who helps kids in Flint at the homeless shelter. And so I'm going to take a big box there because I think that that's what I want to do and that's what I need to do and want to do. But besides that, those all have to be brand new though, which I do surprisingly have a ton. I buy clothes when they're on clearance sometimes for people I don't know, for situations. I can't do that anymore because it's kind of crazy because then it just sits. But I have a lot of like unused brand new clothes that I'm going to donate there, and then some toys and stuff that are new.
For like kids, you mean?
Kids.
Not like adults.
No, just kids.
Yeah, I remember that day you bought a ton of brand new clothes.
Yeah, and it's actually perfect because a lot of it's Christmas stuff. I don't know. They're like Christmas onesies, and we have tons of like blankets, and I don't know. I get a lot of stuff sent to me too. So anything kids or babies, I'm going to donate over there, and it just has to be over there, I think, in the next like week or two.
Yeah. And like with that or whatever, I also first, like, since, you know, I'm have all this stuff too, I'm going to like let my mom or my sisters, whoever, come look through it first. Jesse and Ashley, of course, because, and Nicole doesn't need any more stuff. So I doubt she'd take anything, but let them just come and take what they want first. And then, like I said, then.
No, like if you ever get rid of that peacock in your bathroom stitched, which I don't think you will, that I really love. Because who made that?
Dad's grandma.
Yeah, and it's just really cool and pretty and sentimental. I am a sucker for sentimental things, and that's why I keep everything. Everything's sentimental to me, and I'm trying to break that. Even, I don't know, like all these pictures and stuff, like you can never get rid of them.
Well, no, what are you going to do with them?
Yeah, but then what do you do with them?
I don't know.
That's what I'm worried about. I have all those wedding pictures, and I'm like, what am I going to do with
them?
And
she's talking about, of course, you don't get rid of your picture. She's talking about she got walls and walls made out of like small wood framed photos that are huge, that are like as big as her, all over her house. Like she's going to have to keep them forever. I mean, what is somebody going to do with, you know, do with that many pictures of them, of themselves? I mean, I feel like I look around my house and I already have a lot that, you know, it's...
Yeah,
you just stressful. Have to, I mean, guess when you take them off the wall, you got to kind of stack them nicely in a certain spot to just keep them and look at them later, because there is so many of them and everybody grows. And then you get new pictures. So I guess think hard before you like go get a wall done with all wood photos, because mine are already a couple. Arrow's just a baby in all
Arrow,
of mine.
Yeah, he looks nothing like that anymore.
And I have actually a whole wall done like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, just looking at that.
I know, it's
and
funny.
Like, when I need new ones, it's like, you know what I'm going to do next time is just order one. I'm not going to order eight different pictures to make a whole wall, you know.
It's a really nice wall, though. I just wish you could, like, update the photos and keep the frames right there. That's the thing, is you can't...
They need to... A company like Smallwoods or something, maybe we should check other ones. Maybe there is some that send you just so you can just put the... change the picture and keep all the stuff.
Yeah, that's ideal.
You know, that would be like, you know, because usually if you put in a glass frame, you can change your, you know, your picture
update
in
them.
It. You know, so there needs to be a way.
It's not as big of a commitment. Well, at the time when they're new and for the first year, it's awesome. But then once it starts, I mean, when, I don't know, it's just, it's hard because I'm already feel like that with my wedding pictures. I'm like, what the heck do I do with these? I'm ready.
She went way overboard on her wedding picture. She never even, she filled, her house is huge, filled one entire room with them, like that has so much walls, and still has a whole closet of ones that have never gotten put on the walls yet because there was no room. Like we did not measure, and it was crazy, right? You have a lot of photos.
It's crazy. Should not have done that. I'm a changed woman now.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And okay, so we were supposed to go away last weekend, and when we didn't, we had no plans to go. My sister always has an annual pumpkin party, she calls it. So we didn't think we were gonna go. So I hadn't planned like for my dish to pass or anything like that. You know, because we had not planned to go. So when everything changed, me and Nicole went to the store grocery shopping Friday or Saturday, and I went into Meijer. And I actually grocery shopped, and I went in there literally to get stuff to make a vegetable pizza, because she said she had all the food covered. So I was going to do some appetizer, cheese and crackers. And basically that was it. And I don't know what happened, but I ended up spending, what did I say my stuff was? $140. And I only planned on going in there and spending $40 just to get the stuff for the two things. So that's why I was just thinking about it. That is why I do grocery pickup, because I went in there and just bought a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I did pretty good. I mean, well, how much did you spend? Did you say?
I think like $140 some dollars. It's all, I didn't even get, I got like, just looking at it, some chips and some some different salsas and some different, there was a bunch of buy one, get one free on the tortilla chips, on the cold dips, the just crackers, just stuff that like I just came and shoved in my cupboard. So I was like, what the heck? What were you even thinking?
I did good because I got all vegetables and stuff, and I already prepped a pot of soup for the week, salad and jars for the week. And what was the third thing that I prepped? This like pasta, Mediterranean pasta salad.
Yeah, I saw that last night because I was FaceTiming Arrow, and he says, Mia, I'm cooking. I'm helping mama. Mia, like he always has to tell me what he's doing, like almost like I'm being a pain by wanting to talk to him. But yeah, he wants me to watch him because he will wiggle his shoulders, take the spoon, stir the
like,
stuff.
I'm so cool, Mia, but I'm busy.
but I'm busy, Mia. I'm really busy right now. Just let me be busy. But anyways, I saw him just taking bites of it, and he was like, like he's grabbing the pasta and she said it was a homemade sauce too.
Yeah, I made two homemade dressings yesterday, which they're only good for 5 days, and they're both awesome. But that's why they put all those preservatives into, obviously, dressings you buy from the store, because those stay good for months. But yeah, Victor's like, you did all this work for this little bit of dressing? And I said, it wasn't that much work. I said, but yeah, it's only good for 5 days. He goes, oh, that makes sense.
Did he try it?
No, he never tries like any of my healthy stuff.
But Arrow was just a loving that salad while he was working. I seen she had like stuff on the counter that he doesn't normally play with. He must have been like squeezing some
lemons
or something, because he had like the squeezer. He's pretending he's
a whisk.
Doing it. He was putting Nicole was just going about the kitchen, so I couldn't see her. But he's putting on a show for me with all with all the gadgets like into the salad, and it was just kind of funny. And then he would sneak a noodle, and I'd see him eat it, and then. Oh, it was quite entertaining anyways. Mm-hmm. I get to watch him at work he calls his house Mama's house, and he calls my house Mia's house. So he's either doing stuff at Mama's house and I have to leave him alone, or he's doing stuff at Mia's house and Mama needs to leave him alone. Like it's just kind of funny. So we just like laugh at
him. Yeah, like he acts too cool for the other opposite one wherever he's at.
Yeah, he'll be like,
but then he doesn't want you to leave.
Mama, go sometimes. Mia, I'm doing this with Mia. Like, and he comes in, he's all business right away. He either wants to see if I'm right here or if I'm hiding on him. The other day, like he said, and most of the time I'm where he can see me, but I decided to hide the other day, and they walked in, and I think I knew they were there, but it wasn't like, I don't know why you guys stopped, but I knew they were on their way. So I hurried and I hid, and then, he's like, Mia. And he's like, I think Mia's sleeping, Mama. Mia's in bed. And Nicole's like, Mom. And so I was going to scare him. And like, here I talk about Dave or whatever. Nicole walks around the counter, and walked around the corner, and I like jumped out and scared her, and she like screamed loud. Then Arrow just starts laughing.
Well, I get worried that she's passed out somewhere. I'm like, what the heck?
But I was like waiting for Arrow, because Arrow doesn't really, when you say boo to him, like, and I don't do it like really loud, but when I hide and say boo to him, he just laughs. He doesn't like get scared like how Nicole gets scared. What in the heck was going on with you and Dad at that Halloween party?
Yeah,
with the air horn.
He was doing it to me. I wasn't doing anything to him.
How were you? You knew he had it. Why were you scared and screaming?
I didn't know he was doing it a second time. Just because, you know, if you're walking through a haunted house or something and you know that you're going to probably get scared, I feel like the anticipation, you just, when you hear the noise, you get scared. I don't know.
They were getting ready to leave because we all had went there or whatever. And they left before us, and Dave goes out and chases her with the air horn, and we hear her scream. And then she opens the door and yells at him. Like, and all the people are laughing.
I'm going to put a mud pie on your car on the way out.
and everybody's laughing or whatever. And he goes and runs out and does it again. She screams again, and everybody in there is just busting a gut laugh. And they're like, oh my God, you got her again. Like, She just gets, because her screams are like so piercing that you can, that you can like hear them for, you know, far away. But anyways, when I was talking about
Mariah's really fun to scare like that. I used to do that in college all the time. You'd always get that reaction, but I never used to be like that. I don't know why I'm like that now.
Does Mariah tell you that I send her TikToks occasionally?
No.
Oh, I send her ones that are so perfectly like funny and like relate to her. Like last week I sent her this one that said, when you're stalking something and you accidentally like something from 56 weeks ago, because she freaks out about like everything. Like she gets like stressed out if about anything. Like she gets stressed out if she has to ask for an extra napkin at a restaurant, wouldn't she? Like
she does get stressed.
Like she's so funny. So anytime I see something like that, I always send her a bunch of TikToks. Mm-hmm. It's just funny that it remind me of her. But anyways, we had a good time at the pumpkin party.
Yeah, super fun.
Me and Dave drove by ourselves there, and we went the opposite. My sister lives out of Sandusky, like a half an hour away. And anyways, it was taking a long, long time. And I finally looked at Dave. I'm like, because she mostly comes our way, and which I feel bad, but probably because we have Arrow and stuff. She visits this way more than we go that way. Well, when we go to the school to her kids' events. We don't go to her house as much. And she lives like, what does she live, like 5 miles out of town? But anyways, we're going and I'm like to Dave, geez, poor Tiffany. She drives a long ways when she comes to our house. And then I said, it's taken a long time to get there. And then all of a sudden he's like, I said, where are we? Because we're just talking and not even paying attention. We went like 8 miles out of our way. We missed our road. And then we started laughing. And then I called Tiffany. And I'm like, I'm on this road. And she says, what are you doing on Maple Valley Road? I'm like, or Maple Grove. I can't remember what it was called. And she's like, I said, I don't know. But what do I do now? I just go straight and I have to start keep coming back right. And she's like, yeah. So I was like laughing. I'm like, well, we checked out the town of Carsonville. And we were still laughing when we got there. I just do not even know how we like told. Dave's really good at it. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't even paying attention. I was just talking to him. And
that's something Vic would do.
And I was literally like, this is a long, long drive. We're still not there. You know, it was just kind of funny, which Dave never does that. So that's why it was really, really funny.
Well, at least, yeah. And at least you just laughed about it, right?
Yeah. So we carved pumpkins.
Yeah, we carved.
That was fun. I used one of those designs and I made a cat.
Yeah,
and really it turned out pretty good.
Really good, yeah. And then I did a design too. That was like the first time I ever did a design, but I felt up to it. And I did one that said trick or treat. And actually it's out in your, Victor just put it there. He forgot it was in the back of the car.
It's on my porch?
It's by your door. It looks good though.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And Arrow loved, which I was shocked, digging the, what is it called, the guts out of the pumpkin. He loved doing it. I could not believe it. And then he was like just having a blast, like helping everybody get theirs out. Mm-hmm. Then I'm carving mine and he was filling mine with everybody's that everybody else took out. But
yeah,
but I was shocked because he is one that does not like his hands yucky.
Well, yeah, because I tried to carve in it like a couple weeks ago and he wanted nothing to do with the inside.
But,
so I don't know. I'm really
Saturday. He
loved it. Yeah.
I mean, he was digging in everybody's and he had his hands all gushy and
he had so much fun. He loves to be around like people like that, doesn't he?
And he was the youngest there. There was kids, but probably the next youngest was probably like 6, I would say. Mm-hmm. And so he and a girl. So, but he played and talked to everybody, but he was going in between all the adults and he had a good time. And, but you said he didn't like the hayride.
No, it was cold and it was really dark because it was at nighttime, but he really wanted to go on a hayride because he loves tractors and that's what was pulling the hayride. So we get on and then, you know, we're like 10 minutes into it. No, only a couple minutes into it. I'm like, Arrow, are you having fun? He goes, no. And he never says no. He's usually like, yes. And then I started chuckling so hard and I said, Vic, he said he's not having fun. And Victor leans down. Arrow, are you having fun? I am not having fun. So then we're cracking up. And then Tiffany's asking him, and he's like, no. Like, so then I was like, we walked back, and I'm like, he did not like that.
And when he doesn't like stuff, it's usually like, and he probably couldn't do it because they were on a hayride. He's usually like, okay, get me out of here. Mm-hmm. Like when he doesn't want to do something, he'll be like, okay, get me out of here. Even the shopping cart, like you're pushing him in the shopping cart. He goes, okay, Arrow wants to walk. Get me out of here. Like he acts like, or get me out of the car seat. Get me out of everything. He's mm-hmm. just, which he's learning now, which is really like a pain, is he's figuring out how to get his arms out of car seats. Do you think the next size he can still do that, or is it only them ones that he can do that? Because we got to get that figured out.
Yeah, he's still in like, I don't know. I am going to order
you know the white one seats. That you have, the cow print one? Can you do that in that one or no?
No, he can't.
Okay, so then he just needs to get moved up to the other ones that you can't do that. And somebody's usually in the back seat with him, so it's, but still, it's like constantly car putting his arms back in.
Car seats are stressful. Like, I bought this really good one, and that's like the best one we have now. Well, we bought good baby ones, but he grew out, but not really. It says he can use it to 35 pounds. He's like 24, 25 pounds.
And so that's still what I use in my
car. So I'm just confused on like how that works, I guess. I don't know. I told Vic is going to try to figure it out because he wants to make sure before we purchase new ones that we can't use that one until he's 35 pounds. And we just have it like maybe the wrong angle or something. I don't know. It is.
I mean, you got to sit next to him because he literally like he'll wiggle and can figure it out, like how to slide the clasps down, like get his arm out of there.
Car seats are not straightforward, though. No. Are they? No, they stress. I mean, they stress like definitely like you, like the older your generation out, because you got to hook it here. You got to hook it there. There's so many things, but it's not obvious. Like even my dad one time is like, how do I loosen it? And it's like, I don't know. Like, they are all different. So it's stressful. Like, how do I, it's too tight or it's too this. They're not straightforward enough at all. And there's so many rules that are unspoken that I just see on Instagram.
I remember the ones, and that's why I don't even know. You know, they used to have the ones that just go up and then they pull down over your head. Mm. And then you put your arms on them. It's almost like an armrest. That's what I had for you guys. And you cannot get out of those ones. But I don't even know if that's the kind of
like
that they
a
make.
Fair ride.
Yes. But then it's soft there. Like say you had your sippy cup, it'll sit right on top of the thing. But yeah,
yeah, like where the buckle goes, it's supposed to go up here on your chest because if impact, you don't want it down here. And so that's all stuff though that it doesn't say. I don't know. It shouldn't move. Like, I don't know. I
understand the car seat going backwards. Like for sure, because of the, how it moves, because I'm going to tell you, did I talk about that on here the one time?
What?
When, I was sitting in the back seat with Arrow about a month ago and Nicole had to slam on the brakes. Arrow did not move an inch, but I fell on the floor in between. Like I didn't have my seatbelt on in the back seat, and I actually fell off the seat and into her front seat. And she's sitting there dying, laughing at me. I was like,
sure,
oh my God,
okay.
My knees were all the way down on the thing or whatever. So I understand. Cause
so I laugh in uncomfortable situations. Does anyone else do that? But anyways,
I mean, she knew everything was all right.
Everyone
but I was like,
good.
Holy crap. All of a sudden I'm like on my knees with my nose touching the back of the seat she's driving, and I'm like, holy crap, like what is going on back here? But he did not move like a dot. You know, he was sitting all strapped in and the back was whatever, so he didn't even know anything happened, or like we even like stopped, like, you know, he didn't even know that the brakes got slammed on. He had no idea because nothing changed with him except for me like, ah, like
the city, when someone pulls out in front of me, it freaks me out. Someone pulled out in front of me and then they put on their brakes. So, yeah. Okay.
I'm not small and I freaking went down, and that's what I'm saying. And his car seat didn't even like, so they are like whoever makes them designs them perfectly because he did not even have any idea. Like I said, that the brakes, cause he was backwards and leaned back. So, you know, facing the thing. So
I just wish it was more straightforward. Straightforward for me to remember, because I always feel like I'm so scared to even post a picture of Arrow in his car seat because I know someone will say something that something's wrong And you're not supposed to wear coats, right? Because then there's extra space. And then where it's supposed to be buckled up, how tight it's supposed to be, you know, where the little bubble is on the leveler and stuff.
The only thing that makes me nervous about him in the car, and this is the one that he was actually super safe in, the one I'm talking about. That's the one, because we had my car the day she slammed on the brakes. She was driving my vehicle, actually.
Was I?
Yes. So that's why there's so much room in the back seat, like for me to fall down, because I have a big back seat or whatever. But that car seat's in there. The only thing I don't like about that is he's long. So I don't know how to, like, and it says, I looked it up and it said he can still use it for a lot of pounds, but I feel like he's almost like tall for it because his feet, you know, hang off because it's more like from the infant one. So that's the part that makes me more, I mean, not that, I mean, he's going to only kick the back of the seat, but I just like him being comfortable with having more room or whatever.
Yeah, no, totally.
Is the only thing that I, whatever. But anyways, talking about parties and weddings and that kind of, well, I wasn't talking about weddings, but now I am, but parties and stuff. Do you, like, when you go to a wedding or a graduation party, do you just, okay, this is what, this is really weird. And there's two different kinds of people. I go and, like, say I'm going to a wedding or a party. I go and find the host or the wedding couple, you know, and say something to them or talk to them, and then, like, are their parents or whatever. And then I go and I find my seat or find a table. And I am not one that walks around and socializes with every single person at the party. I'm just like,
who does that?
A lot of people. Do you not notice how many people just walk around and talk to everybody? Is that like rude? Because I feel like some people think it's really rude. But
that's an extrovert versus an introvert, I believe.
I mean, you just go and plop your butt too, don't you?
I don't freaking move.
I mean, I'll get up and get a drink or whatever. And like, I will, and anybody that comes to talk to, I'm very friendly and I do talk to people, but I don't like, unless it's somebody I really want to, like, haven't seen in a while, or I want to go see their, actually, if it's, they have little kids, they draw me to them. I actually do get up because I'm, and go talk to people with little kids or whatever. So I do that. But otherwise, I will just, like, I'm comfortable just in the, if there's six people at the table, and I'll spend 80% of the time just talking to those six people without getting up and looking for more conversation. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I noticed that, like, at Tiff's party, because, like, there's, like, I literally just sat with my family. Everybody there I know except for her friends. But I mean, a lot of people came and talked to me, and then I would talk for a long time, but I didn't go seek people out to talk to them. Like, I'm just comfortable in my own little bubble.
Yeah.
I just wondered how.
I did decent compared to usual there.
Well, we had to go carve pumpkins and stuff, so that was by everybody. And it wasn't a big group, but I was just thinking about it. Like, I didn't go, I don't go from table to table and sit and talk to each people. And then I,
no, but I do.
And then I feel like it hurts somebody's feelings.
I do appreciate the people that do that, because I like to catch up. Like, I know now that you're saying that, like, there's people from your family that will do that. And I love, like, to catch up and stuff. And I'm glad they do that, because I don't do that.
I never see. They always come and talk to me, and then we'll talk for like a half an hour or an hour. But I just don't go sit. And
I feel like Carlene and Heather are good at that.
Yeah. Like, just, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Otherwise you'd never catch up. So it must just be a personality thing. Like, I mean, maybe I don't feel like butting. I think more like I don't feel like going and butting in. Do you know what I'm saying? Like walking up to somebody and then they're in a conversation with the person next to them already. And then you're just standing there.
But
like,
you're not really butting in. I think it's, I feel for me, like it's more sometimes. Of, I think for me, it's more of an insecurity thing of like, I'm an introvert and I like to just kind of stay, and then I'd love to talk to people though, like one-on-one. So maybe I'll, now that you mention it, I'll try to be better at it, because I love when people come and do it, talk to me.
I know. And actually, the one girl that was at Tiffany's that I talked to, Nicole ended up leaving. Jesse and Ashley left first, and then
she's definitely an extrovert, because she talked to me a lot more than more people that I knew there. So I think she's just like a really nice, good social. Yeah.
And anyway, so Nicole and Victor, we played some cards and stuff. Then they left and we were going to go right behind them. And I think we ended up staying three more hours, because actually once they weren't sitting at the table, some other people came and like were talking to us the whole time. And this one girl, young girl there, you know, she's probably like 10 years younger. Oh, she's more than 10 years younger than
she's
me.
She's probably
like
Tiff's 15 age. Years.
She's Amanda's age, actually. Amanda. Oh. But anyway, she I found that out because she came and talked to me for a long time. But she was talking on and on, and I didn't tell you this yet. She said that she really enjoyed, like, something about you, and she said that you would never know that you were on a TV show because you're so down to earth and, you know, you're so normal. She said, I would never realize that I'm sitting here at a party all night with somebody who won a TV show or has been on TV on numerous shows. She said, that was really, really nice. She said, she's just like you and me. And she said, or like herself. And she's like, she goes, that was really, really nice. I forgot to tell you that. So she enjoyed talking to you too, or whatever. But, so we ended up staying hours later talking to people that I had, some of them just met that night, you know, had some good conversation. And so that's what made me think about it, is because once there was availability over by like me, they came and talked for hours, you know, and
we went bowling or whatever. And I was talking to a senior in high school, but it was so fun because it was just like his personality was, he was an extrovert for sure. And it was just like so easy to talk. And so he was just making us all laugh and stuff. But I feel like I would never in a million years got up and talked to like anybody.
Especially if me and Dad would have went there, you would have sat by us and you would not have talked.
Exactly.
I think that's what it is. I think it's maybe like that our family is so close. Like I'm so close with Jesse and Nicole that if we're all at a party, that we basically just sit there and talk to each other and don't get out and venture and talk to more people. That makes a big difference.
That's
true.
And
actually Dave walks around and talks to a lot of people. I think, he's more,
Victor does too.
More than I,
Victor, I won't even see unless I'm trying to find him. Like, where is he? I need help. But no, I guess I did realize that not that long ago that the craziest things in my life, like the times I had to put myself out there and socialize, and it was like make it or break it, you weren't there. So like college, I had to. I mean, and then I found Mariah, and then on like Big Brother and stuff, I had to. And that was so not me, but that was like, I don't know, it was different. Otherwise, like, I'll just cling to my mom and not speak.
And she's a little bit worse than me. Like, I sometimes got to send her. I'm like, hey, there's your friend over there. You can go say hi. Like, I literally point stuff out and I'll see her friends sometimes and I'll be like, you need to reach out and see if Nicole wants to do something. She needs to get out of the house. You know, I do try a little bit to get her to socialize a little, because I feel like she socializes even less than I do.
Yeah, I do. If Mariah lived close though, I'd.
Mariah doesn't go socialize when you're with her either. She plops her butt and doesn't move.
Yeah, her and I both just like to.
Would just sit and laugh and joke by yourselves all night.
Yes.
And have fun and not.
Yes.
And not go get up and talk to one other person.
But we're really nice.
Oh, I know. But I'm saying you guys would just have fun by yourselves and you would not worry about. They'd be getting a card game that only two people can play and they'd be playing it all night.
Yep.
That's like what they like to do.
I know. And it's, oh, you made me like this maybe, or is it how I was born?
I don't know.
Because I was always outgoing too in high school and stuff. Like I hung out with everyone, but I always like to hang out with just one person at a time or have everyone over my house. I did not like going to other people's houses and stuff.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
And Friday night we went out for, we hadn't gone out for a fish dinner in a long time. And we were voting since we were supposed to be away. We're like, okay, everybody's going to, we're going to go out to eat somewhere. And everybody put in a vote. And then anyways, the Verona fish dinner won and it was good.
We had a good time. Really good. And Arrow that was the like best. So good.
That was the, and it took a long time. It was, if anybody around here, if you don't know, like it's the fish place to go on a Friday night and it is busy, busy, busy.
You didn't
there.
Say where it was. I oh, you're Verona. Not going to say, oh yeah, Verona.
It's very busy there. So like sometimes, you know, when it's busy and if, especially depending on how many waitresses, it takes a while. So it actually took a quite a while. Because it was, we went at a very busy, there's standing
it was
room.
It was a super long time because I think there may be short staffed. I don't know because the waitresses there are really good and always running around. So I can't tell how
and
many
they've
there
been
are.
There forever. So they're yeah. very good at their job.
Yeah, they're very good. And so honestly, it was like the easiest wait ever because Arrow was just like an angel.
He was so good. They had, he first was by the pool table playing a little bit, but then when it gets busy, that's where everybody has to sit and wait to get till they can get a table empty. So then he sat down, but he actually, yes, it was weird because I think I can honestly say since, and we go out to eat quite a bit, this is the first time since he's been a baby that we actually all got to eat our meals. He, for some reason, Victor gave him, which he's never done before, but we might have to do. He put some Mickey Mouse or something on his phone. And so he was watching that Mickey Mouse and just picking up his French fries. What did he get? Grilled cheese and fries?
Yeah.
He wasn't even barely looking at his food. He's looking at the Mickey Mouse and he would like pick up his grilled cheese, take a bite, put it back down or pick up his fries and get ketchup and dip it or dip it in ketchup. And he's like, he's eating
he was acting like a 5-year-old boy. I was like, oh
I thought even
gosh.
Older than five. Like he is just acting like he
maybe 12.
Yeah. It was hilarious. I was like, okay, who is this kid? But I did not. And me and Nicole's thing that Victor hates that we do is whenever Arrow's being really, really good, we like to bug him. We like to like ask him to do stuff or poke him or something. And so Victor was the one sitting next to him, so I knew I could not say a word because Victor would be like, leave him alone. He's being good. Mm-hmm. Like, so I didn't say anything, but I just kept smiling because it was like, who is this?
And
who
we
is this big boy?
I will say I was a little embarrassed because I felt like...
Because he's what, looking at the phone?
Yes.
I thought it's just Mickey Mouse stuff, and it's not like he does that. He's never done that before. That was the first time, but... I understand now why parents,
yeah,
you know,
because
I've looked around before and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're on the phone. And he didn't get on it until we got our,
it was like probably 40 minutes in.
Yeah. It was after we got our, it was right when we were getting our food.
Oh, maybe an hour in then.
Yeah. So it was like right when we were getting our food. So that's why it was like nice. It was like, I would not give it to him before then ever, but when mm-hmm. the food's coming, if he's getting, and he ate better that way.
He sat in the chair just like us. Like it was so
and
crazy.
He actually ate his food. Cause usually what ends up happening, which we have to quit doing, we order his food first. So then if he eats, we like put it in right away if there's going to be an appetizer or with the drink order immediately. Mm-hmm. And then if we do that, he's done already and nobody can eat. And we end up having to get half of our food to leave half the time or whatever. So whatever we did there, it actually worked, however it turned out. Or maybe he's just getting a little bit older. But that was the first time I can remember that we all four got to finish our plate and he wasn't on any of our laps. He was sitting by himself and eating. So it was mm-hmm. great.
Yeah, it was.
But then we did get an appetizer and that came kind of soon. So he was eating mm-hmm. that a little bit. It worked out. So that's going to be the new normal, I think, when we go out. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll see.
What do you mean?
What, about the TV?
No, I meant like not ordering his food till we order our food.
Yeah.
If there's something
well, you
that
know
he...
what? I actually fed him some Alfredo before we left. I think that was a really good idea. So he wasn't starving.
Yeah, because I when he eats before us, it is really hard to eat. And then we came back here and we played some euchre, which me and Nicole got our butts kicked.
And code names. And we played euchre, though, the Saturday night. Me and Mom won against the boys. So that was awesome.
Oh, does anybody hate playing cards when they consistently get the worst cards they've ever seen?
I look
at my cards and I want to cry. I get like... This is like what I was getting. 9 of hearts, 10 of hearts, queen of clubs, 10 of diamonds and queen of spades. That would be my five cards. And they were horrible. And we're playing euchre. That was horrible. And I would consistently get those same cards.
Yeah,
and
we got really crappy cards that night.
I think we only had 1 point by the time the game was over.
No, or did we get Mom, two? We had like 4 or 5.
It felt like, oh my gosh, it was torture. That's all I could say. But then Saturday we did beat them. And we beat them in code names.
Yeah, we did.
And Victor was butthurt, was he not?
Yeah, he's so bad at giving clues, though. I was like, dad, I felt so bad.
They're making excuses after they're like, or Dave didn't say it, but Victor is like, it's just because you and your mom know each other so much better. And I was thinking, no, it's because we're giving a lot better clues.
I'm thinking, no, if you would have gave me the clue you gave my dad, I wouldn't know what the heck I'm picking. So if you know what code names is, he wasn't looking at the other cards. He was just looking at his cards. And so you have to see, look at all the cards. So to make sure that they, you know, he'd say basketball. And then
one of the words was round.
Two of the words were shot, like a basketball shot. And then
round.
And then neither one of those were the words. And it's like, wait, you have to look at all the, like I'm, and then one was pass that he, that's one that he met. And then I don't know what the heck the other one was, but he's just like, his clues were hilarious.
And then he would like look at Dave, like, why aren't you getting things? And I'm thinking, oh my God, good thing I'm not his partner, because I would have picked first one round. Basketball is round. You know, yeah, that's the first thing I would have picked.
And I'm looking at the clues with him and I'm like, I don't know what he's trying to do. He was trying to get cram as many into.
And we played twice. We won both times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played twice.
Like not even, no.
Yeah, we won both times that game. But that was fun. Yeah. I actually liked that game. We got to play that game a little bit more often. But I like that bet way better than euchre. Makes you use your brain a little bit. And I love to watch Dave play games like that because I love to see him use his brain.
Oh my
God,
watching my dad play those games is why I want to play those games.
Because
he's actually surprisingly good.
Really good. And we don't know that because it's not like he grew up playing games. And he does with us, but it's always the same kind of games, like family games. But he actually is a good, strategist?
Yeah, he'd be good.
He's actually a strategic player.
I wish they'd do an alumni and a relative for Big Brother, because dad would be so bomb.
I wish they would do a father daughter or else mother son episode of Tough as Nails, and I can enter you and dad. That would make me, that would
mother
be,
and son
mother yeah like mother and son against each other.
Oh.
Like a parent and a child.
Okay, got you.
Parent child, or it could be mother daughter father
Jesse.
Son.
I'm like, mom, I don't think you
no oh yeah I'm not it. Gonna win as tough as nails. No, I'm saying like a parent child, like together, you know, you pick, it could be father son, you know, but two people, a parent and a I think that would be great season of it. I should write to them and suggest
Mom, I'd have to get super fit. Do you know what type of people are out there? You have no idea. Dad would be great, but maybe
dad would be pushing you.
Son-in-law, Victor could go.
No, I'd be pushing
Jesse,
you to go.
Jesse, I'm not going. But, okay, so I didn't tell you guys I did this cool thing. So, my friend's brother is like a TV producer, director, I guess you could say. And so I got to go see behind the scenes of filming like a trailer in Bad Axe. So it's like really close to where we live. And they had a baby on set, so they needed like a registered nurse. And so it was really cool to see and really, really fun. So there was like an actor and an actress and just seeing like the lighting, the sound and everything happening. It was really cool. I mean, I was only there for a couple hours, but it was really awesome. But it made me not want to be an actor and an actress.
You said when you did Bold and the Beautiful, it was so hard and stressful.
Gosh, so stressful. That is a different type of breed of person. Like, you go, people, because that is so hard. I'd much rather be in charge of like outfits or costume or makeup or anything like that, because the pressure and the amount of times you have to do it over and over, like, no. And then the feedback, like, you can't get your feelings hurt, but here's feedback. Like, I would just be so afraid of disappointing people. But
acting would be so
that's why
hard.
I want to get Arrow into it at a young age, because I think it comes with this like confidence that is beneficial in life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's also just a, you, I think like people who's go into that and like they also miss out on a lot of stuff because they're spending all their time rehearsing the same lines over and over and over again instead of like living their life too.
No, I get
so
that.
I guess it's like
there's pros and cons.
Yeah, like that's my feelings on it. But he would just be, I would like him to just see him on a kids movie because he's funny, not even because you have to train him what to say, just to see what he would say, because he, I have never, and I don't know, like my eyes light up, and I know all grandparents do for their grandbabies, but I have just, he is so, so, so funny. I mean, you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. I'm so disappointed if somebody walked, like this morning, Nicole walked in my house with the podcast stuff and he didn't walk in with her and I didn't hear Mia. And I didn't see him yesterday, so I'm missing him extra today. And that doesn't happen very often. But
no.
Yesterday they stayed home all day.
Today I put a sign on my door yesterday when Victor took Arrow outside and I said, I'm crying about Twix. I'll be out soon, because today's the day that we're taking Twix to his new owner. And I mean, his new owner couldn't be a better person. Like, she's just amazing. She watches my dogs and she's just like an animal lover through and through. But it is so hard for me. And like, I don't want to start crying now, but I wrote this long letter about Twix to give to her, just so she knows like a little about him, like how he came about and stuff. But I was just like, it's so hard. So anyways, I'm going to take him to the vet to make sure he's all up on his vaccinations before I drop him off. And Mom, you'll get to watch Arrow then, like okay, for a couple hours. Oh, I'm so mad. Like, honestly, it's like hard because I'm just thinking like Victor, like basically making me get rid of my cat. I'm like, okay, how about you go live in the shed for a while? Then I'll get rid of you, not the cats. But no, I know it's fine. Twix will be happier too in the long run. So that's why I'm doing it. Cause he would rather.
The good thing is Twix is like loves people. So Twix is very,
He's so social.
Like adaptable. So he's going to be like totally, totally fine.
And I'll see him next weekend cause I have to drop the dogs off cause we're going to Houston. And he'll be there. So I'll get to see how everything's going. And then if things aren't going well, like if the other cats aren't being nice to him and stuff, and I'll take them back, but I'm sure they will be. It's fine. He's super nice to other cats. So it's basically the one time I did, though, try to get him to go somewhere else. Another girl who loves animals, like lives for them. Her one cat was super mean to him. So that's why she couldn't keep him. So I just hope that doesn't happen again.
No. And well, and he's already stayed there a couple times.
But he stayed in a room by himself.
Oh.
Yeah. He's neutered, so he's not, like, protected.
Well, that's perfect that he gets a whole week trial, and then you'll see him. What, is he staying at her house now instead of the sister's? Or
for now, I think, well, until the sister lives a ways away. So I'm thinking that, I don't know, I'm going to still talk to her today to see
where he's going exactly.
Yeah. But is there anything else you want to wrap up with?
Nope, I think I got...
Oh, I have just a couple 5 easy tips.
Oh, you got your tips today?
Just easy, though. Yes. I do some of these when I remember. Okay, when you ask questions, listen to the answers, Mom.
I listen. I just don't do good eye contact.
Connect with nature. So stand outside barefoot, even if it's cold, for a few minutes. Can you do that, Mom, today?
I walk barefoot all the time. What
grounding
are you talking
about? No, but outside.
I will keep you guys updated, but I bought a grounding mat and a grounding sheet. So because of my trouble walking, and bought it over 2 months ago, and I need to start using it.
What understand that though. Like, why not just go stand on the earth? Is it trying to emulate the earth?
You have to have a certain connection with your plug and everything. So it's something, I don't know.
That just seems fishy to me.
It has a whole book with it. You can look at the book if you want. I got to read the book, but it's a grounding thing. And my aunt started using it, and she said she's been using it for like 8 months now. And she has not, and she had really bad arthritis, and she has zero arthritis right now.
That's really good.
So that's why
I wonder
try
what's
it.
Different than just like regular grounding. I'm just curious.
Well, it's who's going to go stand outside all year, like in bare feet.
I mean,
I think this is so when you're sitting in the house and sitting on a chair, you can actually do it.
Okay. The next one, join your local library and use it. I actually was using the library for a good bit a year ago, and I kind of got, I lost it, and now I got to go back. Because it was good to rent some books and stuff. It's free. Go for a walk without your phone and eat salted butter. Life is too short for unsalted, which I kind of prefer unsalted sometimes.
I just buy unsalted because I think it's supposed to taste better.
Unsalted?
I mean, it's supposed to be healthier. I meant unsalted, right?
Yeah, but I guess, yeah.
You're supposed to eat salted probably does taste better.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I got one closing thing, one funny story to tell you. I was recently at a party. I'm not going to say where it was. And I was, my chair was,
oh geez Louise,
my chair was by the like food line. Like, so there's like, say there, for example, maybe it was a salad bar where somebody has to make a salad. And, my back was to the thing, but I was the closest to where you're getting your food. And oh my goodness, the person getting their food was ripping farts. I couldn't even breathe. I couldn't move my chair to get out of the chair. And I turned around and I was going to, like, I felt like I knew most of the people there. And I was going to say, holy crap, what is going on back there? Like, and they were silent. They were just deadly. Like I didn't hear anything. So I don't know what they were thinking, but they're like really working on getting their food plate. And I turned around and it's one, I looked at the person and it's somebody I didn't know. So I couldn't say a dang word. Couldn't back up my chair to get out of there. And I was literally laughing. And I was at the table by myself at that point because everybody was up doing something. So I was there and I just, oh my gosh. It was the funniest thing ever because I was just thinking like, what the heck is this like for real right now? Like, I don't know how much beer they drank or what if they don't know what they're doing because it was late at night, but whoa, it was quite drastic. So anyways, I told my sister about it later because I didn't know who the person was and just asked, I'm like, what was going on there? And anyways, she started laughing. She goes, oh, believe me, I smelt it too. So she wasn't even nowhere near me. So I don't know. So be careful if you're getting food and your butt's by somebody's head to hold it in for a while. I wish Nicole would have been there.
No.
I wish she would have been there because I don't, or actually Victor, because Victor would have been, he would have said something so funny.
He would have said something funny, but Victor has definitely done that to people.
He did it to me Friday night.
Yes.
Victor did that to me. Yeah. So I have a very good nose because I have really bad hearing. So, funny. Nicole will laugh at me because she literally,
smells the fart before it leaves the butt.
That's what she says. She's like, how do you, because I'm like, did you fart? And she said, well, I'm going to right now. And it's like already coming out. She goes, how do you smell it before? I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, that is wicked. Like, I've said that to her so many times before to all of them. And they're like,
no, but she said that farting. She said that to Victor that night. And he's like, I didn't even finish farting yet. And then she goes, I can smell it. And then it was so nasty. And then it was,
yeah. He walked by me and he said he's going to go to the bathroom and the restaurant. And I was like, oh my God. Cause right then when he stood up, of course, I'm still sitting in my chair and his butt's like right at my level. And I'm like, he walked by and I'm like, ooh. And then, so I didn't say anything there. I didn't even say it at that point. Then we came to my house and like, we were playing the games and he walked by me again and he did it. And I said, oh my God, you did do that in the restaurant. He said, no, I didn't. I just was holding it. I said, Victor, I smelt it, and it's the same exact smell that I just smelt right now at the table.
Out and he didn't know.
I said it was coming out. I'm like, it was hilarious.
Well, the one night that Victor and Errol were trying to sleep in another room to like kind of wean him, this was like a couple weeks ago. I walked in there and I said they were like sleeping because I just like had to check on Errol to make sure there's nothing over his head or anything, and I walked in there and I said out loud, holy crap, I'm going to pass out. It smells like pure farts in here. And then Vic like woke up and started laughing. He goes, does it? I was like, it's so nasty. I'm like, this is what our room smells like. Like, why do you guys just sit there and fart all night long?
I don't know, but I don't know why I don't know why they don't think where they're walking that wherever their butt is that somebody's going to be, if their head's right there, that they can smell it.
Mom, we were on the hay ride and we were at the front and Vic goes, tell everybody down there, they're about to get crap dusted. I'm like, ew.
So they all smell it. Like, yeah, what do you do when you're somewhere and somebody's like literally like farting? And then the worst part is, like, the funniest thing is if I have to fart, this is really weird. They're loud, but they don't smell. Like, that, I can't smell nothing ever. Like, it's just a little, not really loud, but a little bit of a noise. So that's even more embarrassing because the person looks at you and knows that if it just came out like that. And then there's no smell whatsoever. So, like, what do you say? You pretend you stepped on a stick or something or what? But I do not have.
Mom, you can't do that. Mom, in the grocery store, my mom will be walking and I'll hear a little pop. And I'm like, mom.
But I never have. But do you ever smell my farts?
No, but mine.
I never have smelled
my farts. Mine and dad's are silent and deadly.
And mine are not. So what would you rather have? Silent, deadly farts or like they're a noise and nothing? Like, I still think I'd rather prefer the noise and nothing, but.
No, just silent and deadly because you can say it's not you.
Yeah, but it's so, like, the person that was by me getting that food, he couldn't say that wasn't him because he's the only single person in there. But he didn't act like he cared. But I'm just saying, oh, I just do not like smelly farts.
You know what's worse than smelly farts is smelly burps. I could just vomit. Victor's been doing a lot of those lately, and I'd rather smell a fart, I think. Well, I don't know.
I'm never by anybody that really smelly burps.
Ugh. Me neither.
I don't see anybody do that. Or smell it.
It's gross.
Now that you say that, none of you guys burp in front of me.
My burps don't smell. I think it's just Vic's burps. He's just a gassy dude.
Come on, he's lactose intolerant and pounds down ice cream. Yeah, he's going to be gassy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. And he also has IBS.
But yet he loves his ice cream. I mean, you can't go through a town with a McDonald's without him getting a Oreo and
McFlurry and all. He's Oreo and M&M McFlurry mix. And he goes, oh, you guys are about to get it before we get home.
Yeah, every single time.
You guys are going to be in pain. I'm like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, he just thinks it's funny, but he would not like none of us do that to him because nobody sits there and farts and stinks nothing up.
No, but I wish I could.
I know.
I'd say it to him all the time. He'd be like, oh no, Nicole, do not do that. Like, yeah. He'd just be so offended.
Yeah, and I've never done it to him. I mean, I don't know. Jesse sometimes can let some go loose. And then when he does, Victor's like, I roll the window. Oh my gosh, I can't breathe. That's happened in the car before where it's been Jesse, but it's mostly Victor. And it's mostly because he
eats ice cream,
yeah,
or milkshake,
his dairy, yeah, his dairy stuff. And then it's like, and he knows it's happening. He's like, no matter where we're headed, he's like, okay, so I'm going to eat this crap on you. And then I'm going to blow up your bathroom.
He goes,
that's like his
sentence is, I'm going to go test out your septic system. I'm like, you are so weird. And he'll say it to people we don't even know. And I get so embarrassed. I'm like, I do not know him.
Oh, so we ended with some funny stuff. I didn't plan on talking about that, but it was just funny and I thought about it.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Everybody have a good week. Yeah, bye.